Much of the food grown around the world these days, from corn to soybeans to canola, is genetically engineered. That's not the case in Europe, though. European governments have banned the commercial use of almost all so-called transgenic crops. Even attempts to grow these crops experimentally are often stopped by public protests and civil disobedience. That's especially true in Germany. Yet Germany remains home to some of the world's leading scientists in the field. Reporter David Hecht explores why.
The German village of Rauschholzhausen dates back to 759 AD, and little here appears to have changed since then. Ancient farmhouses sit nestled amongst rolling green hills. People make bread from locally grown grain. Milk comes straight from the cow. Much of the farming is organic, but farmers Harry and Margaret Kull say their way of life is threatened by scientists who've been growing genetically modified crops on fields nearby.
It's this Frankenstein effect. They see these fascinating possibilities of gene transfer, transferring the genes of a fish into a plant, for instance.
Normally, you'd think that scientists want to work for the benefit of humanity, but these scientists don't care about the world.
For me, it's criminal.
The target of their anger is one professor in particular, Wolfgang Fried. He heads the Department of Plant Breeding at the University of Gießen and is genetically modifying canola to improve the yield and nutritional properties of its oil. He says he's used to public anger over his work.
There's a certain part of the population who you cannot discuss with because they have an absolute opinion and would not depart from it.
Fried conducts much of his research in laboratories and greenhouses. But to test the results, he also needs to conduct outdoor field trials. 2 years ago, protesters came and dug up his seedlings.
And 1 year, they came early enough to occupy the field, build a camp on this field, stayed there for some weeks so that we could not sow.
And it's not just protesters he has to contend with. Local political leaders have tried to stop his work. Franz Kahler is the deputy mayor of the nearby city of Marburg.
If you have fields with transgenic plants, there is the danger that the land all around this is infected by these plants. And so we wanted to stop Professor Fried and the University Gießen.
In 2008, local politicians declared the whole district off-limits to genetically modified crops. The declaration wasn't legally binding, but it put so much pressure on university administrators that eventually they told Professor Fried to discontinue his fieldwork. Fried says that was a big blow.
I must say I'm certainly disappointed. This is clearly restricting our possibilities.
It also raises ethical questions for the university, says the man who was the institution's vice president at the time. He is Professor Karl-Heinz Kögel.
There was a strong criticism from the scientific community, and they said, for university, you cannot stop science and experiments just because of political pressure.
In other parts of Germany, scientists doing genetic engineering endure more than political pressure. Some have had their windows smashed. Others have faced death threats. Professor Lothar Wilmitzer directs the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Plant Physiology. He once found a bomb in his office.
About 10 bombs were placed, not only at my place, but also at other institutes doing gene technology. Some of them did explode and so on, and lots of threats. And I know of colleagues which always looked below their car before they entered their car and so on. Yeah, that was we had some tough times in Germany.
So why do German scientists work in a field that provokes so much public hostility? Why don't they move to the US, Canada or Australia, where genetically engineered crops are produced commercially with little protest? One reason, they say, is that Germany is their home. But they also stay because of the generous funding they receive. The government finances research into genetically engineered crops at some 60 German universities and scientific institutions. And yet the German government also bans the growing of these crops. Again, the University of Gießen's Wolfgang Fried, whose work was shut down.
It's crazy. I mean, the research ministry is supporting big programs on modern breeding technology. At the same time, another ministry would prevent to grow this in the field.
It does sound schizophrenic, says Michael Bolker, a molecular biologist at the University of Marburg, but he says there's logic to what the government is doing.
The government wants that the German industry or the German companies get their share on the world market. So even if you cannot sell it here in Germany, we have to maintain the state of the art. We have to maintain the state of research in Germany.
German conglomerates such as Biocrop Science are investing billions of dollars in research on genetically engineered crops. And some 50 smaller German companies are working with researchers at universities to also develop transgenic crops. They have no chance of being sold on the European market at the moment, but Fried says that could change.
Time will show that it will not be possible to isolate a country like Germany or even the European Union from the rest of the world, because the technology will spread, the crops produced that way will spread, will have finally the whole world covered with genetically engineered crops in one way or the other.
Of course, many Germans, such as the farmers at Rauschholzhausen, are fighting to keep that vision from coming to pass. But the European Commission is displaying a newfound openness to genetically engineered crops. In March, it approved commercial production of the continent's first genetically modified potato. It's not meant to be eaten, but to provide starch for the manufacture of paper and adhesives. The potato was engineered by the largest chemical company in the world, BASF, which has its headquarters in Germany. For The World, I'm David Hecht in Berlin.